A union-backed ballot measure in South Dakota seeks to give organizations the right to charge fees for services provided. Unions call it a matter of fairness, but opponents call the measure forced fees. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Lee Strubinger has the report on IM23.
South Dakota is a right-to-work state, meaning unions are voluntary. If passed, initiated Measure 23 gives corporate organizations and nonprofit organizations the right to charge a fee for any service provided. The measure gives unions the chance to collect on services they say benefit workers who don't pay dues. Jason George is with the International Union of Operating Engineers Local 49. He says there's a fundamental loophole in state law that allows non-union workers to reap the benefits of union contract negotiations.
There's other people that they work right next to that do pay. So we in the South Dakota law, under the right to work law, there's a fundamental, what we're calling a slacker loophole, that allows people in the workplace, some people are paying for the services of negotiating the contract, et cetera, and some people aren't. But everybody in the workplace, whether you're paying or not, gets the benefits of that contract.
George says they are focusing on the fairness issue, regardless of whether or not people support unions. He estimates if IM23 is passed, the fee for non-union workers would be somewhere under $35 a month, which is an average union fee. But opponents include David Owen, the president of the South Dakota Chamber of Commerce. He says IM23 is poorly written. He adds that it allows unions to force collection of fees from non-union workers.
IM23 is going to put fees in place so hardworking teachers, firefighters, city workers, state workers can be assessed a fee by the unions. And unions they have chosen not to belong to. And we're opposed to these kinds of fees.
Owen says one of the chamber's concerns is whether or not a person has to agree with a contract the union negotiates. If passed, the measure takes effect on July 1st next year. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strupinger in Rapid City.